He's the name above all names. He is the name above all names. So worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God? Hallelujah. How great is our God? Oh, sing with me. How great is our God? And all will see. How great is our God? The splendor of the King. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice. It trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Yes, age to age he stands. All time is in his hands. The beginning and the end. Beginning and the end. The Godhead three. Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Oh, sing with me. So worthy of our praise, my heart will sing, how great is our God.
He's the name above all names. Hallelujah.
He is the name. Praise.
Hallelujah.
How great is our God. Oh, sing with me. How great is our God. It's a beautiful time to be able to worship God. Amen. Yeah, just thinking.
Amen.
We say there's no place I'd rather be.
That's
and you
true.
Prove it.
Right. Yeah.
By being here.
Amen.
Right,
right.
You know that you can just say those words.
That's exactly yeah. right.
But it's you gotta have some action.
Amen.
You know, it's not good to tell me a lot of things because then I'll have to hold you to them.
That's right.
You know, when you're trying to get better about right. procrastinating, you start limit what you say you're going to do.
Come
so
on.
You can get better at it, right? You got to get better at it. And that's just like being coming in here. You can give a loud testimony.
You sure can.
But we're going to hold you to it.
Amen.
Right? And then, you know, you got these elders that are just live voices. And I'm just looking around. And I'm thinking, thank God I got a church that I can come to that's really, really just serving God.
Amen.
Right. Like, I'm not here. You know, obviously, I love the song. This worship service is perfect. I love to be in that atmosphere. Right, but don't stop there.
Amen.
I didn't come here just to hear beautiful voices.
No, I got
I didn't come
word.
Here just to see beautiful people, and I praise God
get my
for
marching
it.
Orders,
but
so.
I came here for the word.
Amen.
I came here. That's the only thing that holds us together.
Amen.
You know, I was, you know, Brother Jeremiah was talking about different things, and I thought, man, you know, this one can fall off, that one can fall off, but I'm still here.
Amen.
I'm still here because the word is
the
in
word.
Me.
Right.
I'm not here because I like. I'm not here because I like Fairborn.
No.
I'm not here because I like my job. I'm here because the word's here.
Amen.
I serve God because I love God.
Amen.
Pastor Moore, you said it so right. You said it's just a love affair.
That's the key. That's
that means this thing is just getting sweeter and sweeter. This is the only thing in my life that gets better every day.
Amen.
Right. Cars fade, jobs
everything.
My kids go to school and they're getting older and the babyness
right.
fades. All that
they
stuff
leave.
Fades.
Amen.
This is the only thing that gets better
Amen.
Every single service.
Amen.
And I can't, I'm like looking at Brother Jeremiah walking around, just had to walk it off. And that's how I feel. Just, you come in here just so full that we just love God.
Amen.
You know, see Sister Sway come in, see the sisters
yes.
come in, the brothers. Sisters,
yes.
Like I'm looking at testimony after
right,
testimony.
Right.
Push. I see God.
See
Amen.
Push.
I see God. I see God. And I just bear with me, Brian. I'm just looking at it and go, my goodness, I see only God.
Amen.
I don't see
Look
it.
At,
I don't
look
see
at
a,
God.
I don't have a problem with Brother Dwayne because I only see God.
Right,
I don't have
right.
a problem with Brother Skyler because I only
Amen.
See God.
Right,
I,
right.
It doesn't matter what they like to do. It doesn't
right.
matter who they want to vote for. Doesn't matter what car they want to drive. I only see God.
That's right.
I know no
word
man.
Made
after the flesh.
Right.
Amen.
It's still Bible. It's still scriptures.
Yes, it is.
It's still the word.
That's right.
But that's what holds us.
Amen.
If you put a tie to anything else, that'll fade.
It'll fade.
Any, you put it to anything temporal, it'll fall off.
It
but I thank God I got eternal salvation.
Amen.
Thank God I'm a part of that eternal cloth.
Amen.
You know, we're talking about the classes and this and that and the other thing. I'm just looking at it and I'm going, thank God I'm one of them. I don't got to mow every message book. There's 1,100 of them. I don't have them memorized. I still run reference. I still got to go to the index
sure.
for my Bible. I do a lot of things where I fall up short, but guess what?
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
Amen.
I'm one of them.
Amen.
When the roll is caught up yonder,
oh,
I know
there.
I'll be there. Amen. Oh, no, and it don't even matter. If somebody else gets up here and give a testimony and say they're the only one going for Fairborn, that's how you should talk.
Amen.
That's how I should. That's how I expect you to believe
Amen.
That you're the only one that got it. Because I know I got it.
Yeah.
I'm not shaking. I'm not. If Brother Don gives a testimony about how he's the only one with it, I praise God.
Yeah.
Amen.
I praise God that you got it. I praise God that you're that strong.
Right.
Because guess what? I need somebody watching my back that's strong.
Right.
This body's dependent on me.
Amen.
Not my natural body's dependent on me. That body of many ages is dependent on us all to be that
that's
strong.
Right. That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
They're dependent. They said it would be a come a day that who? My goodness, Brother Dwayne. We got to get them up.
Got to get them up.
That's our job. And I thought, oh, my goodness, we come here, and we're so blessed to come here. I just feel like I'm looking around at Christmas presents. I'm like, we're blessed. Do you know who's here?
Right, right.
I mean, my goodness, I just
who's here?
I mean, you got the ability to have friends that really love you. You got
Amen.
The ability to have a spouse that really loves you. You got
Amen.
The ability to have a pastor
Amen.
That really loves you. We're not here for money. We're not here for accolades.
No, no,
we're
no.
not here for names. You don't even have to know my name. Who cares? I'm
right.
Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's who's preaching to you. That's who testifies to you. That's the church I go to.
Right.
Oh, my goodness, brothers and sisters. We're just so blessed. And
we're blessed.
I just go, we all go to work and got to deal with a bunch of stuff, but that's just work. But I come in here.
Come on.
Jeremiah, I just need a second.
Step into eternity.
You just step into eternity.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Time does stand still in here if you really know what you're looking at. If you're coming here expecting, God will give you everything you expect.
Amen.
If you came here and go, I'm going to be bored. Yeah, you will be. If you came here and said, I'm going to get all my prayers answered, guess what? They'll get all answered. You come here for more understanding, guess what? God will give you everything you want. He'll give you everything you're expecting.
Amen.
See, I've been coming here so long that I come here expecting.
Amen.
That God's going to answer my questions.
He does.
He's going to answer my prayers. I want God to discern me.
Amen.
I don't come here trying to hide from God.
No.
I'm not trying to hide from God. I want him to discern me.
That's right.
And I know I'm rambling, but I'm just happy.
Amen.
I'm just happy to be here.
Nothing
you know, we had a bunch of, we go through different things. We go different places. And I've just been traveling a little bit, and I'm thinking, my God, I thank God for this church.
Amen.
I thank God for these brothers and sisters that are in here. I'm kind of like how Brother Kevin says it. If I haven't told you that I love you, I love you.
Right.
And if Satan tells you anything else, that's a lie. I've just told you
right.
from my
Amen.
Mouth
Amen.
To you that I love you. I don't have a problem with anybody.
No.
And this is not fake love. I don't have right. this is not that washed Christianity. Like mock humility. No. I can get an attitude. I can get one to be fighting, and I can have real feelings. But the real feeling that I have is agape love for each and every one of the believers. I just love all the believers.
Amen.
I just so happen to come to a church full of believers.
Amen.
You know, we talk about the classes of people and different things that Brother Branham had. He talked about even, you know, make believers. I thank God I don't come to a church with make believers.
No.
I thank God I don't come to a church where unbelief is allowed.
Right.
It's only believers in here. Only believers can stay.
Amen.
Because they're going to preach it so hot. Brother Jeremiah is going to preach it so hot that if you're an unbeliever, you'll skip on out.
Amen.
He'll make it hot.
Amen.
Yeah. It'll show.
Yeah. Because when we're rejoicing and we're not looking at time, you're looking at your clock wondering when I'm going to shut up. When we're rejoicing, wondering, man, preach it, brother, preach it. You're looking
Lord,
over saying, oh, I got to get out of here. It'll start to show up.
Yeah.
It'll creep in there.
Amen.
It'll scoot over. You'll want to go to the back. But don't worry. I've been here long enough to know how that works.
Yeah.
I'm going to just keep scooting close to the front.
Amen.
It says, as you see that day approaching,
even
more so gather yourself
together. Come on.
We're gathering ourselves together,
that's
saints.
Scripture.
I know I'm just rambling, but I'm just happy
not
to be
rambling.
Here.
Amen.
I just praise God for a revelation.
Amen.
Because that's really what it is. And the thing about it is, I didn't study up a revelation.
No.
You can't even study a revelation.
Oh, no.
You know, we have
Hell
Bible
no.
study. We can give you all the scriptures, all the quotes. But if you don't have a revelation, it's just scriptures and quotes. And you're just unlearned
Dead
just
bloody.
Like the rest of them.
Amen.
But if you got a revelation, hold to that revelation. I don't care if the quote goes over your head, the scripture goes over your head. If you got a revelation, hold to that
right.
and expect God to add to it.
Amen.
That's all that every elder in here can tell you that. That
Amen.
You hold to that one revelation, and God's going to add to it.
Amen,
add to it. Add
amen,
to it.
Amen. He'll build
on it.
Yes.
That's how he built the body.
That's right.
That's how he built the body.
Revelation by revelation.
Revelation
Amen.
By revelation.
Amen.
That's why I said, when you find a man bringing it word upon
right,
word, stack
right.
it
behind it.
Precept upon
Amen.
Precept.
Amen.
See, I'm still in there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all
right.
in there. I'm right in there. But when you find somebody, then you found God.
Amen.
See, God is a builder like that. Even when he framed the world, he said, let there be, and he built it.
Yes.
He did.
He built this whole thing. Noah didn't just speak the ark. He built it.
Amen.
This body was built. This body was built. This body was built. Amen. And I thank God for every piece of wood that's put together in here.
Amen.
We're just a blessed group.
Amen. Brother Jay, I was sitting there thinking, you know, he builds himself by revealing himself.
Right.
He builds our understanding of revealing himself.
Yeah.
He just unfolds himself more and more and more. You know, and our part of it is just have faith in that.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, I was thinking, you know, the first time we agree with that word,
come on,
it takes faith to do it.
It does.
You know, because faith is something that, you know, that you haven't seen yet.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen God move yet.
No,
know.
I haven't seen
God. But I'm believing his word.
Amen.
And that's every step of the way. We walk by faith.
We walk
without faith, it's impossible to please God.
That's right.
And everything, I come by faith.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to be done tonight, but I come by faith believing, knowing God's going to talk to me tonight, knowing that God's going to manifest himself through his body.
Amen.
See, it's all on faith.
Yeah.
If there's one thing, forgive me, Brother Moore, if there's one thing we all need to do, is have faith. Is get to the place where we can step out on his word before we see it.
Yeah.
Because he interprets his word by bringing it to pass.
Yeah.
In other words, you haven't seen the interpretation of it until it's already done.
Yeah.
And if you ain't stepped out on faith, then you're going to miss it.
You're going to miss it.
You're not looking for the interpretation of it.
Right.
Not looking for him to reveal it.
Amen.
I'm so thankful that I see that.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful that every believer sees that.
Yeah.
If you don't step out on faith,
yes,
you can tell those who don't step out on faith.
Amen. Yeah.
I mean, that's how you know a man.
Because
he won't step out on the word.
Amen.
You know, he's got to see it first.
Yeah.
Well, you'll never see God that way. It's by faith and faith alone. Will he find faith? Only in his body. Only in a believer. It's the only way he'll find faith. And I'm so thankful because, you know, if you don't step out on that faith in his word, he's got nothing to deal with.
Right.
You can bring a creed, tradition, an idea. He can't do anything with that. I can go to Brother Moore's and ask him to borrow his Harley or something, and he doesn't have one.
Right.
He ain't got that to offer.
You're right.
You can believe God. You can come God with all your whining and complaining. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know if you're going to heal me or not. I don't know if you're going to.
Yeah, he can't move on that.
What's he going to do?
No.
He can't work with that. That's not faith. That's not something he can ride in on. That's not his word. But I'm so thankful. I hold to his word.
Yeah.
You know, the song here says, hold to God's unchanging hand. You hold to his word.
Yeah.
What brings us here is the word.
Right.
Only the word.
That's it.
I don't come here looking for somebody to treat me right.
No.
I could find fault so quick.
Right.
And anybody here, and especially myself. I know me.
Yeah.
But I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for the word of God to be revealed, to be manifested. And that's the word of today. I am present tense God.
Amen.
I'm thankful to have that revelation.
Amen.
Amen.
Just really.
Yes,
impossible.
You just say.
Just saying. Amen. I saw this and I just wanted to read this to you really quick. I feel like it goes in line. It said, once all villagers decided to pray for rain, on the day of the prayer, all the people gathered. But only one boy came with an umbrella.
Right.
That is faith.
With faith.
Right.
And I love that because, Brother Moore, every morning I pray to see my loved one. And I was like, God, you're going to give me a revelation on this one day because you've asked me to do it.
Yes.
You're going to give me a revelation to see them. I call for them every day, just mechanically, but dynamically. One day,
that's right.
God, I said, you're going to give me a revelation on how to see them. I know they're in this dimension. They're closer than I think.
Yeah.
And I call for them every day because that's what the Son of Man's asked me to do. I want to take that umbrella every time to that when we're meeting, and I just expect tonight, when we come here to church, I'm like, maybe this is our last service.
Right.
And our kids look at me like, what's wrong with my dad and mom?
Yeah.
But I mean it. And then Brother, and Luke says, who's our special preacher when Brother Covey comes? I'm like, maybe it's Brother Childers. I want to be expecting to see my loved ones. I believe it.
Amen. Yes. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And the bride says, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I want to thank you all for your prayers.
Yes.
I want to thank you all for being able to be here, amen, to get another chance, to get another revelation to build,
amen,
upon the one that I've already been given. I want to thank him for seeing me through this, through every aspect of him, through every aspect of you that has helped me get to be where I continue to speak here today. And I'm looking forward to my marching orders. And I trust and know that he has already provided
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. A couple announcements real fast. We got September the 16th. We're going to be at the Brinkman's for a bonfire on the 16th. 25th of September, we got the church pictures. The sign-up sheet has been taken down for October for our Carolina trip. They've got that scheduled. I think Elise was reaching out to people for shirts and stuff like that. So shirts have been ordered. Perfect. And then they're going to be for the hotel stuff, right? They'll be getting with the numbers for the hotel. Do you know that?
We've got the room set.
Got the room set. Okay.
But,
do you know when you're going
to
collect?
I have to get a hold of the hotel and just see what the final.
No worries. More information to come. And then Thanksgiving, we're going to be doing a Thanksgiving together on November the 20th. So
and
just
the,
mark your calendars.
Bonfire's at 6:30 and the address is in the back.
Perfect. The bonfire on the 16th is at 6:30. Address is in the back. Brother Isaiah.
Amen.
Bonfire, no.
That's a Friday.
September. Okay,
September.
I'm like,
not 2 days.
September.
You got a little time.
I just wanted to just say how happy I am to be here right now. You know, I thank God that He sees around corners, and He knows what's coming up before it happens. Because last Wednesday, or actually, yeah, Sunday night, my brake line actually like just went out. Just I had no brakes, so. It's a good thing I live close by. You know, he set that up, by the way. So I was just, you know, grateful to be able to get me and the kids home and, you know, not crash or run into a bush or anything like that. Oh, yeah. I would have been like Fred Flintstone, stick my feet right out the car. But, you know, he just made it a speedy, you know, fix, you know. And the guy that took care of it, he, you know, gave me a really great deal. He gave me a super break on it, and now I'm just driving this thing, and it's working, you know. I'm just glad that he does these things, because I could have been carrying a load, you know, and then it would have went out on me on the road, you know. It's just he sees every facet, like the sister said. Every single corner of our life, every single thing we do or don't do, and he sees it all, and he takes care of it all, you know.
Right.
He's a real good God, you know, and I'm going to serve him however he wants me to serve him. Whatever he wants, I have no argument with this thing.
Right.
It's so well with my soul. I close my eyes sometimes. You know when you take a big bite of something and you're like, you swallow and you're like, mm. Like, that's what it, I'd be taking big bites in here. Probably bigger than most of y'all, but I like to eat this thing. So.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Just wanted to say I'm thankful for this place, and I appreciate, you know, what Brother Deskins was saying about faith, you know, because my husband is constantly telling us, you know, it comes from the sky, you know, and it always does. It always does.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's money, whether it's situation, the houses, buildings, like they've all literally come from the sky. And I'm just so thankful that he lays that path, and it's that constant reminder that I got it. I got it all, you know, and God does the same thing for us. He's like, I got it. I got it all, and I appreciate my husband for taking the load on his shoulders, because it's,
amen.
You know, I constantly put so much, and like the other sister said, you know, I try to worry with him sometimes, you know, and he's like, I don't know why you're worrying, and I'm like, somebody needs to, because this is a lot happening right now, and he was like, don't worry about it, and I'm just so thankful for that.
Amen. God bless you.
You know, I just want to thank God. I know Sunday I talked about chaos that had rained in on us. And I just want to say, you know, it was my faith, Brother Amen. Moore. I was going to deal with that later.
Right, right.
You know, that wasn't going to stop me from coming here. This is the most important thing
Amen.
Right.
in my life, you know. And so I didn't know what it was, but it turned out my issue was that I lost power to my to the house. First, it started out gradually. We just had one or two outlets, and then the entire building just lost power. And luckily, we are already ready to go to church, so that wasn't an issue. But I was looking ahead tomorrow. Okay, so I work from home. I don't have power. I don't have an office. What am I going to do? And I'm thinking about. Oh, I don't know, the dogs, they're going to be in a hot apartment. And it's like, you know what? I said, it's Sunday morning. I've got a song in my heart. I'm going to church.
Yeah.
And I'll let God deal with it.
Right.
And so I came back, and, you know, the house was still warm. But I've seen some linemen working the power lines. And so I asked him, well, you know, what was going on? He says, well, one of the transformers went out, and we're in the process of fixing, and we'll have it fixed in about 30 minutes. And you know what? God's good. You know, like Brother Isaiah said, God sees around corners. I certainly didn't, but I just had enough faith that God would take care of it. Amen. And the most important thing for me in my house was to be here. You know, I said, God, you'll take it. You're a big enough God. You can handle this situation. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I apply any kind of calamity in my life. But just give it to God.
Yeah.
You know, I can give it to the pastor, but I also know, God, you got it. That's what I tell my sister. My sister Crystal here, that's what I tell her. God, you've got it.
Right.
You know, I don't care what it is. You know, even this body change. Brother Dwayne, I don't know how it's going to happen.
No.
I have no clue. But I know I'm going to be a part of it. That's my job. And you know what? One of these days, I will know how that works. You know, and I am so looking forward to it. But I just know God is just too good of a God for me to sit and listen to all the wonderful testimonies and not give my two cents. Let you guys know that I still believe this. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Real thankful to be here.
Yes.
Amen. It's just not words, I mean it.
Amen.
I don't come in here on pretensions. You know, I come. Anyway, I'm thankful to be here.
Right.
I came in here last Sunday morning and could hardly walk. I had fell at home and messed my back up. So I come to church and I told Brother Nate I wanted to be prayed for. Well, he prayed for me and I believed it.
Amen.
Well, I sat there in that chair, seat. It just seemed like the pain just faded away.
Amen.
I know that God has touched my back.
Amen.
I don't want to be with a walker or a cane. No. I just don't want to even think that, because I guess it could be my pride, or I don't know what it is, but I never left around and said, oh, I hurt, and this and that, you know. I always had to go, you know, raising my boys and everything. I had to push and go, you know, and sometimes I think it might be what's wrong with me. I am a very determination person, you know, to do what needs to be done. And I'm so thankful for my pastor. You know, he's the one I look to. He's tell me to do what I would do it.
Amen. God bless. Sister Renee,
Well, amen.
Yes. Amen.
I just came to praise God. Just thankful for everything he does for me. You know, I feel you. I know what you mean with the worry, but I used to say that exact same thing to Doug. Somebody has to worry, because he's not, you know, and I'm just so thankful that they're everything. But I have a song in my heart, and I wanted to see if we could sing it. It's called All for Jesus.
All for Jesus.
We've sang it before. I think they have the words to it, but...
Amen.
Jesus, all for Jesus, all I am and have and ever hope to be, all of my ambitions, hopes, and plans, I surrender these into your hands.
Amen, amen, amen.
For it's only in your will that I am free. For it's only in your will that
am free. Jesus, all for Jesus, all I am and have and ever hope to be.
Sing one last song and get him up. Praise God for this opportunity. Let's sing God Has Smiled on Me.
Yes, yes.
I love that song. And it's always true. Page 191, key of G.
Yes, he's been good. Yes, he's been good to me. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for smiling on us. Lord, you are the source of our joy. You do supply all of our needs, and we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, you said, just ask and it shall be given. You have not because you ask not, Lord. And you've given us everything we had need of. And we appreciate you and thank you for that. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your revelation as it's been testified about here this evening, Lord. That's what we're here for, is to hear from you, to hear you speak to us. And Lord, as we approach the preaching part of the service, have your way. Yes. Preach to us, talk to us, make it a little bit brighter. Yes. Thank you for the many blessings. And Lord, we continue to bring the body for you. I know Trevor's on his way to get surgery. Yes, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you heal his body. Yes. Yes, we bind the devil, Lord, and we send your word his way. We believe that by your stripes we are healed. Sister Sway's here again, Lord, and there's a lot of experiments they can try, Lord, and you can even try them if that's what you want to do, but you're the healer. Any experiment or anything that's going to work, the healing still comes from you, and we ask that you move on her behalf too. Lord, just be with your bride. You know the concerns, the questions, or anything that we might have need of, Lord, as you always do, just provide it. Once again, thank you for everything you've done for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. You may be seated. Good to be here this evening. As James said, it's not just saying it, I mean it. But I'm here. So I'm not just saying it, I'm living it. And God has been good to us. I, like anybody else, you this thing can stir you up sometimes, and you got to let it out in one way or the other. Whether it's a clap, whether it's a raise of the hand, whether it's a walk around the building, whether it's a shout, whether it's a song. Sometimes you set a man on fire and tell him to sit still. That's pretty tough. You know, when you God really deals with you and you see what he's done for you, it's hard for me to understand how you can't be excited. And I'm excited about the Word of God. It means everything to me. It's the one thing you can stand on. Hold to God's unchanging hand, as you said, Brother Deskins. A lot of things come and go in life, but the one thing that's always been true and always stood is the Word. Amen. God, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one word will ever pass away. It all come to pass, it all come to manifestation. Let every man's word be a lie, as the Bible says, but God's word is true. And I am Lord thy God, I change not. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Right. So he is something I can count on. And been enjoying services. We say that a lot, but enjoyed it. You know, question and answer Sunday night. You know, a lot of our question and answer services have been great, but we've come in and talked about something, different topics, but Sunday was kind of nice to have Sunday morning service and then get to ask questions right about it, you know. Right. It was really enjoyable. And God's got a variety. I like it, you know. Not one question and answer has been the same, just like not one service message is the same. That's how God works. And because he knows what we need. And he knows how to deal with us. And he knows what questions we might have. And he's the answer of, he knows how to answer our questions. Where there's a Bible question, there's a Bible answer. And I like it that way. Because that's a sure foundation. So I'm just adding time here until I can get out of the way. You know how it goes. Don't worry. He'll show up. And I don't say that arrogantly because you better believe I know I can't do this. It's just a promise where two or three are gathered together. I'm not too worried about it. He'll fulfill his word. So don't worry. I'm not nervous there at all. But I nervous is what does he want, right? It's, what direction does he want to go? Because, you know, I don't care how much you do this. I like to say it. I like to remind you all because people think this is easy. I'm a man. First. I'm 100% man, 100% God, you know. And if he didn't show up, I'm going to get down. I'll be honest with you. I won't even have shame in it. See, I preached enough. If he's done, I'm done. If he ain't got nothing to say, I ain't got nothing to say. Now, you take me back 20 years ago, I probably would have thought I'd need to be up here and had to prove I could preach. And I ain't even too worried about proving it. He's done in 5 minutes. I'm done in 5 minutes. I really do mean it. But I am excited about what I got. I got two scriptures I want to read real quick, and then we'll get going. I want to start in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Very familiar scripture. We talk about it in preaching a lot, but I don't think we've read it in a long time, so I want to read this scripture. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Then jump over to 2 Peter chapter 1. And I'm just going to jump down right to the verse. There's a lot of verses before it. Verse 10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Amen. May God add the blessings to the reading of his word. Amen. My title tonight, are you part of the bride? And I kind of laugh at that. You know, I kind of can chuckle at that question a little bit because I used to read that message, is your life worthy of the gospel? Until I got a strong understanding, I was almost afraid of that question. Right. And, you know, are you part of the bride? In one sense, it is meant to scare you. And on the other hand, it ain't meant to scare you. Because if you know who you are, you can answer that question real quick. Yeah. Yes, I'm part of the bride.
Right. Amen.
And Brother Moore was close to getting closing on Sunday. And he asked that question. Well, you need to ask yourself, are you part of the bride?
Yeah.
And then Sunday night, we come in here, and we were a little bit on the theme, you know, you need to make sure you know who you are. Because that's what the devil will bother you with sometimes.
That's right.
And you know, that's the thing that I think human nature in general. And then even as the heart of a believer, we're always saying, God, what do you want me to do? You know, am I doing what you want me to do? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do to earn salvation, like we can earn it? You know, that's just a natural question we've all, I think, had at one point in our life. Because you go to church and somebody preaches a certain way. Ooh, I'm not doing that yet. I got to go do that so I can make sure I'm worthy, you know. And really, God never intended for you to ever be able to earn salvation.
No.
It's not earned.
No, it's a gift.
It's a gift.
Amen.
And it's not of works.
No.
It's by grace through faith.
Right.
And we know that and understand that.
Amen.
All the works that follow and all the manifestation follows is because you get born again.
Amen.
And by nature, you respond to the Word of God.
Amen.
But it's not what you can do yourself.
Amen.
It's not what you can work up yourself.
Amen.
It's not what you can intellectually figure out how to do to please God.
Amen.
It's already been said this evening, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Oh, I'm a little bit excited because what I'm going to preach on a little bit is just stuff I've heard for many, many years. But it still tastes sweet to me. See, because there's only one evidence of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I love that. It ain't that you ain't ever smoked. It's not that you ever didn't drink. It's not that you got to speak in tongues. It's not that you got to come to every service and not miss one. It's not that you got to sing and do this or that. There's only one evidence of the Holy Ghost. And that is that you can amen every word of God. Oh, we're going to talk about making sure, are you part of the bride? I'm going to give you what the evidence is so you can answer that question.
Yeah.
Because the devil likes to put a lot of evidences on you.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing away with those things.
No, no.
I'm going to put them in their place here in a minute.
Yeah.
But I want to drive home the point that there's one true evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. That's right.
There's a lot of manifestations that can prove God is doing it.
Yeah. Right.
But those are just a evidence. Amen. There's an evidence that God's around.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's an evidence He's in the works.
Yeah.
But I'm after something that really proves the fact that I got what I say I got.
Amen.
That's right.
See, the thing is, the devil can impersonate all those things.
Yeah.
Moses went down with that rod, threw it on the ground, turned it into a snake. They did too.
Yeah.
He called some of those initial plagues. You know what they did? Same thing. But you know what they couldn't do? When it come down to applying that token, when it come down to applying that blood, when it come down to believing God's word and couldn't help but just do what God asked them to do, they couldn't manifest that. Because there wasn't nothing inside of them to respond to God. But Moses and his people that believed him couldn't help but apply that token.
Amen.
Oh, I got to apply the token. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You sure do got to apply the token. But it's not because you're so smart and intellectual you're going to figure out something you got to do.
No.
It's going to be because you believe the word of God and get born again.
Right.
And you're by nature will naturally respond to God's word and manifest that word.
Amen.
I'm just going to start here because if you're not sure you're born again, that's why Brother Moore started Questions and Answers. What's the new birth? Because that's the start. Nothing else really matters if you ain't born again.
Amen.
All your good works, as good as they are, and I'm glad you're a good neighbor, don't matter if you're born or not born again. You ain't going anywhere. Now, here's a good one. This one's going to get Brother Moore excited. Because he references this, and he ain't read it in a long time. In 1960, but it was still true then too, so don't worry. As the eagle stirreth, Brother Ram says, be like Buddy Robinson was. When he got down in the cornfield, he said, Lord, if you don't give me the Holy Ghost when you come back to earth, you'll find a pile of bones of Buddy Robinson laying right here. That's the way to do it. That's exactly. We take it too haphazardly. Now, here's the point I want to get to. A man one time was trying to seek God, and every time he'd say, I'm saved, the devil said, no, you're not.
Yeah.
But here's the good part. One day, he drove down a stake.
Yes, sir.
He said, Satan, from this on, I'll point to this stake. This is the place where I met God's requirements. Right here. You drive your stake down right beside of your seat this afternoon saying, Satan, right here is where every doubt is going to lay. And I'm going to fly away with him this afternoon. I'm going to accept exactly what he told me I could do. If you'll believe it. Oh, you got to be able to believe it. See, you can even hear me read that and you say, oh, I'm going to drive my stake. And if it's just an intellectual concept, then that won't work. But you got to know you're born again.
Right.
And if you can amen every word of God, full obedience to the word of God entitles you to the token.
Yeah.
That means you have no problem with the word.
No.
That means you have no problem amening the word. If you can do that tonight, drive your stake right there.
Yeah.
Oh, the devil will come. Oh, I want to talk about some of these evidence. Oh, but you don't speak in tongues like so-and-so. Drive your stake.
That's right.
There's still one evidence.
Oh,
you don't testify like so-and-so. Drive your stake.
Right.
Now, it don't mean God won't change me and I won't become some of those things. But whether I do or I don't, I still got the evidence of the Holy Ghost. I believe all the word of God.
Amen.
And I don't care what the accusation the devil tries to bring on me. My stake is driven in the ground because I know I'm born again. That's the token.
That's right.
And that means I got a new nature, which is the new life, which is God's own life.
Yes.
And that's the requirement that was needed, because the soul that sinned had to die.
Yes.
That life in there was sinful.
Yeah.
Somebody had to pay the price.
Yes.
Jesus Christ did that.
Yes.
And when he did that, you know what could happen? That life could come back upon the believer.
Amen.
At your new birth.
Right.
And you get, that old life dies, and that dormant seed in there that was always part of God starts manifesting eternal life.
Amen.
And you have met God's requirement.
Amen.
It's no longer that old sinful life. It's a new, sinless, perfect, spotless life.
Amen.
You say, how do I got that life? You got a new birth. How do you get a new birth? You get a clear understanding. God reveals to you this word. And it don't take 100 things. It just takes one revelation to get that new birth.
Amen.
Oh, you can whip the devil with one revelation tonight.
Yeah.
You don't have to know all I know. You don't have to know all Brother Moore knows. Just look at the devil and say, I've been revealed one mystery, one revelation. I got a new birth. I've met God's requirement. I got the new life on the inside of me. I can't help but manifest this token. That's how it is. That's how it works. It really is that simple. Now, you'll get added more information. I'll slow down a little bit. God will change your life. See, that's the thing. I was reading the token again myself this week a little bit. You know, Brother Brandon made some tough statements. True statements. But they come off pretty tough. And I could see if you didn't have a good revelation, it'd shake you. That's why God sometimes says, if you don't understand what you read, just put it down. And that's not saying Brother Brandon was wrong. That's just saying, as the Bible tells you, as the man said, you understand what thou readest? He said, how can I, except somebody shows me? Faith comes by hearing. And how do you hear except to be preached? You need a preacher. That's all it's saying. It is good to read. But that, if the reading is condemning you, something's wrong.
Amen.
And if it convicts you, something's right.
Yeah, there you go.
But if it condemns you, something's wrong.
Right.
If it confuses you, just something's wrong. Right. If it clarifies something that you heard preached, something's right.
Yeah.
It's a really easy combination. But Brother Branham would say things, you got to apply a token, and you do. You don't take that away. Clean out the trash. Do this. Clean up your lives. He said it. The problem is people have taken those one-line statements and they've tried to cookie-cutter every person.
Amen.
That's not really what Brother Branham was trying to do. You know, I went online because we've done it. Brother Moore referenced it and he kind of rebukes us brothers for not doing it for such a long time. We have this page on a website. It's called Believer's Corner.
Amen.
And out there are some writings that we wrote about doctrines and things we believe. And Brother Moore's been good because he has dealt with spirits, you know. Person that wants to put their name on it, sometimes they can get exalted. So we've never even said who wrote which one. And really, even the author, he probably writes 90% of it, but we send it out to everybody, and we add and highlight and things like that. So it's not that there's one author, but I've been around a while. I kind of know who the OG was, who the original was. I know who wrote which ones, you know. And I remember there's two of them out of Token Part 1, Token Part 2. And the OGs of those ones were Nate Moore. And the question was about the token and what was it and all that. And kind of where did Brother Branham get his new birth? Because was it the old shed or did he get it after opening the seals and all that? But one of the key things that I love, and I'll never forget it the first time I read it, is Brother Moore took a little bit of time and said, Brother Branham just called it the token because he had a jar of thinking a little bit. Because it's really just the Holy Ghost.
Right.
That's why Sunday he could say, what was a token in this age, and token in this age, and token in this age? Because in every age, the age of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Every age, they could get a new birth.
Right. Right.
You say, well, Brother Brown said token didn't show up in the evening time. The token we're talking about up here, yeah. It didn't show up till evening time. This is full word now. That didn't show up till evening time. But Luther got born again on his word.
Yeah.
But what Brother Moore was trying to say, to get back to my point, was that everybody had an idea what the Holy Ghost was.
Yeah.
It was speaking in tongues, or I've been coming to church all my life, or I shook the pastor's hand, or I read my Bible every day. Brother Branham said, we ain't taking this serious enough.
Right.
We think it's the same 6 and 7.
Yeah.
Jeffersonville is the token or perish.
Amen.
This ain't you get to agree with what you want to agree with and throw out what you don't want.
Yeah.
Clean it up. Yeah. Get rid of the trash.
Yeah.
Get serious about the Word of God.
Amen.
It's token time now. He was trying to say this ain't just part word anymore.
Oh,
this ain't just like Luther said, it's just to live by faith, and as long as you do this, you're saved. This is more than that now.
Yeah.
This is full word time.
Yeah.
This ain't just what you want, don't want, jumping up and down because you feel good. This is amen word of God when it rebukes you.
Yeah.
Amen. every word of God. That's a requirement in today's age. Luther was only required the just shall live by faith. But in this day and age, the full word of God is required.
Amen.
And that's, I say that to say, and all you're getting, that's really Brother Brand's point. You're trying to say, people, this is a different day. This is a different age. Don't go off your traditions. Don't go off your creeds. Be serious about this. And yeah, you know, when you get born again, you know what happens? Your life changes. And Brother Brandon had a right to say it. People will notice the change. But always tie everything back to your revelation. Why does Brother Moore said this for years? It doesn't necessarily mean you're carrying a Bible to work. Because we start condemning ourselves. But I ain't done this. I ain't done this. But people notice a change. Amen. It can be as simple as you used to never go to church.
Right.
And all of a sudden you're going to church.
Right.
It used to be you would be out doing everything Saturday night. And all of a sudden you're not.
Right.
It's just that simple.
Amen.
And it ain't so cookie cutter where I got to be like Brother Moore. I got to be like James. It's a personal relationship between you and God.
Amen.
All I know is you've been born again and your nature's changed. And it will respond to the word of God. And you will manifest that.
Amen. That's right.
But people take these same quotes, and God bless them. Sincere in what they're trying to do. Clean out the trash. And then they got their list.
That's right.
Here's what the trash is.
Yeah.
You know, really, just die your thinking.
That's it.
When he asks us for something, just give it to him.
Yeah.
Let this mind, Paul said, I die daily.
Right.
Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. He knows how to do the job. See, that's why even Brother Moore was trying to say, it ain't putting God first, because you'll say, I can do that, as long as I put God first. No, it's by nature, people. You know, putting God first is the manifestation of it. It can show up that way. It'll happen because your life has changed. But once again, that's not the evidence. The evidence is still you believed the word of God and got your new birth. Maybe yours is you did quit smoking. That's the first one he changed you. I don't know. I don't like the cookie cutter thing. All I know is your life will be changed.
Amen.
From an old man to a new man.
Right.
And you will naturally respond to the word of God.
Amen.
And you will love him. And you will serve him out of love.
Amen.
That's how it works.
Amen.
I listen to the prophet here. This is one's going to take me a minute, but this is good for us. This is 1964. Brother Branham says, we express so much up on evidences. He's trying to say, we have too many of them. We Pentecostals put our evidence upon speaking in tongues. And how bad we've been fooled in that. And how many of them says the fruit of the Spirit is the evidence. How badly you're fooled by that. No, sir. If you talk about speaking in tongues being the evidence of the Holy Ghost, he says, which I do believe the Holy Ghost speaks in tongues. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, but you say a man speaks with tongues, got the Holy Ghost. We believed that for a while, but we found out it was wrong. Luther said, those that said they believed, we found out that was wrong. Wesley said, those that got sanctified and shouted, we found out that was wrong. Pentecostal said, those that spoke in tongues, we found out that was wrong. The Christian Science says, the fruit of the Spirit is the evidence. We found out that was wrong. I've seen witches and wizards drink blood out of a human skull and speak in tongues and lay a pencil on the table and write in unknown tongues and interpret it. Now, don't tell me about that. My mother's half Indian. See, I know I've seen it and dealt with it. Brother Bram's like, I dealt with my own family. That ain't the evidence because they didn't even know nothing about God, is what he's trying to say. Yeah, God does speak with tongues, but that's no infallible evidence. That's the right way to say it. I want the infallible evidence. Yeah, God does speak in tongues, but that's not the infallible evidence. That's no infallible evidence that you got the Holy Ghost. Certainly not. No, indeed. He said, God, forgive me for doing this. This is why it's going to take me a minute. I'm going to put Jesus on trial for you for just a moment. If you'll forgive me, how much time do I got? Let me, just a moment. He said, but I'll hurry. I'll omit some of this. Let's try just this minute, brother. Heavenly Father, forgive me for this. I don't like to speak it, but it's so that people would know. I'm going to take that I'm going against Jesus this morning. I'm going to say you're a bunch of Jewish people, and Jesus just rose up here in Bakersfield. Let me call you men together and talk to you about the fruits of the Spirit. They believe that too, What is this fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. Is that right? Fruit of the Spirit. Many people rely upon that. Sometimes that's the devil. He can impersonate that to the letter. He can impersonate speaking in tongues to the letter. Interpretation of it to the letter. Any of those gifts, he can impersonate. Notice, I'm going there. Now, there is real speaking in tongues, and there are real gifts and all of that that God gives us as real believers. But he's just trying to say that's not the infallible evidence. He says, I'm going to talk to y'all now. I'm taking sides against Jesus just a moment. I've asked God to forgive me. Gentlemen, I'm here on behalf of your church this morning. I'm speaking to you all now. There's a young fellow in the city here by the name of Jesus of Nazareth. He's got a strange doctrine. We know our priest. Now, we'll have to judge this by the fruit of the Spirit. Now, this is your priest. His great-great-great-grandfather was a priest. He admitted all of his young life for the things that you all enjoyed when you were a young man. He admitted that to be a priest of God. What did he do by this? He studied. He'd done everything he could do to be the right kind of man. Who was it that stood by you when Papa and Mama was arguing and they was going to separate? Who stood by Papa and Mama, put arms around one and one around the other and brought them back together? You're a faithful old priest out there. You're a faithful old priest studied Jehovah's laws until he knows them in and out, in and out, in and out. He went through every seminary. He's got a doctor's degree, a bachelor's art. He's got a DD, LD, a PhD. He knows exactly what he's talking about.
Right.
He studied for that while you men were running around. He studied it because he is your leader. That all makes sense, brothers, if you're talking in the psychological way of it. It all makes sense. What school did this Jesus of Nazareth come from? He never had a day in school, as we know of. Where did he come from? No one knows. Here he comes around. Look at your old kind priest. When your daddy ran out of money at that time, didn't have no money, who did he go to? The man had the fruit of the Spirit, your kind old priest that loaned him that money to tithe him over there, his crops. Come in. Who stood by you when you were in labor? Who held your hands on there? I'm just jumping. And look what Jesus Nazareth done the other day. What did he ever do with the fruit of the Spirit? Now, many of you are businessmen, your business here, your merchants, so forth. Jehovah requires a lamb for your sins. You don't raise lambs, so why have these kind of priests did so that your soul would not be lost? They had some sellers go up there in the courts, make little cages, and put lambs in there. That you could come, take your income that you would have done, made not of lambs, but you made it in something else to keep our economy going. They made a place for you. He's just saying these priests did the work while you were out here doing what you wanted to do. God didn't want your money. He said, a lamb would have brought it. What did Jesus now have done? Come and kick them things out. And empty them up. And told them they were a den of thieves. Not much of the fruit of the Spirit is there. Your kind of priest never gets out of humor. This fellow plaited ropes together and kicked the tables over and run them out there and looked angered upon them. That's not the fruit of your spirit, your kind of priest. Who is going to say the last words over your kind old priest? Who's going to permit you committing your soul to God, the kind old priest? See the fruit of the Spirit? And that fellow had none of them. Mm-hmm. Now you say, Brother Branham. He said, I can stay on a sermon on this, but I won't. Now listen to this. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Because this is what Brother Moore preached on Sunday. The manifestation of the promised word. If they had just stopped to look, he did not have these things they had through the Spirit or anything. But the word that was promised that day was manifesting himself. That was exactly the light of the hour.
Amen.
That was it. No matter how much education, how kind, how much you speak in tongues, how much kind, gentle, and everything you are, and unless you accept the word of the hour,
amen,
when it's manifested before you, you're in the same predicament.
Amen. Amen.
That might sound crude. I don't mean it that way, but it's the truth. Just believe it.
Amen.
All right, now, God, forgive me. You see what I mean? Who had the fruit of the Spirit? Jesus. He said, search the scriptures. You think in them you have eternal life, but they testify of me and they tell you who I am.
Amen.
I know that was long reading. Well, right. Brother Branham was trying to say, we put all these evidences. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do that. And Jesus could do all those things that he needed to, but that is not the evidence.
No, no.
Jesus was about the word of the hour.
Amen.
To the point he was the living manifested word of the hour.
Amen.
He was the living scriptures before them. And what did Brother Moore teach us Sunday? What's applying the token? It is just manifesting the word of the hour.
Amen.
How do they apply that token of Moses' day? They believe the word. Painted the blood above the door. What did Rahab do? Oh, they told me to hang this thread. They followed the word. And what are we doing? We're following the word of the hour. That's why you can't take this away from me, you sorry devil. I don't care how much judgment you want to put on me. I don't care what you think you see me do. I know I got this thing. I'm sure of my election and calling. I've been baptized. The true baptism of the Holy Ghost is a token, Brother Bram said. And I got that. And you can't take it from me. And because I got it, I will naturally manifest the word of the hour.
Amen.
Now, God can come in here. Some of you ain't serious. That's what I'll say. Because what, and on one side of the coin, you can say, well, I'm not serious enough. See, that's what the real heart of the believer is. We all walk out here Sunday. We shouldn't have to walk out here feeling like we're lost. But we all should be walking here saying, Lord, I can do better. What do you want me to do? That's the cry of the believer. We should all be walking out that way. But you can't take any of those things and make your own traditions, make them into the evidence. It's just a life change. And why Brother Moore can come in here and say, I can see some of you ain't serious, because it's clear. You ain't got nothing to do with the word. You don't care whether you take it or not. Take it or spit it out. That's the difference. It shows. Half in, half out. You say, you're making evidence. No, that's just attributes of the real evidence. That's just facts. That's just attributes showing up that you ain't really loved God and you ain't been born again. That's why God can preach it that way.
Amen.
You got to get serious about this thing.
Yeah.
That's what Brother Bram said. It's the end time. It's evening time. We don't play around anymore.
No.
Get a new birth. Take it serious. This is rapturing age. It's time to go home.
Yeah.
Get it before it's too late, so to speak. That's what he's trying to say. It ain't the same old 6 and 7. This ain't a social gospel. This isn't everybody's got to get along. I'm not trying to match the politics of the world and be nice to everybody. I'm going to give you the truth.
Yeah.
And the truth will make you free. And you need to get a new birth off that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what God's trying to tell you to do.
Amen.
Get the token.
Yeah.
And then the rest will take care of itself.
Amen.
Then God can come in here and he'll call for whatever he wants.
Yeah.
When even rebuking you. And you're guilty as charged.
Right.
You know what a real believer do? That's amen.
Amen.
That's nothing but the truth. Might be like the woman in the interview. Brother Branham, I got many things I know are wrong. But I got a nature on the inside of me. I got a new soul on the inside of me that punctuates every word of God with an amen.
Amen.
You say, why did I start those scriptures? Get that baptism of the Holy Ghost. Get that new birth. Make sure your election calling.
Right.
Paul said every man must give account for himself. This ain't the Jews. God's dealing with a group. He deals with the Gentiles as individuals.
Amen.
You got to get your own new birth.
That's right.
You know, my daughter, if she ain't already at the age of accountability, she's getting close.
Oh, yeah.
She knows what's right and wrong.
Right.
You know what she's got to do? She's got to make her mind for herself.
Right.
She's got to get born again for herself.
Amen.
It's good that she's under mommy and daddy's token for so long. But there comes a moment where she says, as for me and my house,
amen.
I'm going to serve the Lord.
Right.
And that encounters every one of us.
Amen.
Every one of us has to make that choice.
That's, right.
That's where foreknowledge comes into play. God saw what your choice would be.
Yeah.
And some he saw the ones that would and the ones that wouldn't.
Amen.
But we all made that choice. And she's got to do it for herself, and every one of her kids has got to do it for themselves.
Amen.
When they reach that age where they can hear God for themselves, they're accountable.
That's right.
And they need to stand up and speak for themselves, so to speak.
Amen.
Now, that doesn't mean she's got to get up here and talk a certain way. But she's got to get a new birth for herself.
Amen.
She's the one that she want to get baptized.
Right, right.
I don't want to make her.
No.
She's the one that she want to amen the word.
Amen.
I don't want to make her.
No.
She's the one that she want to testify.
No.
I don't want to force
That's
her.
Right.
She's the one that she want to get in the prayer line.
Right.
I don't want to have to make her. Because if I makers, me doing it, it won't last.
Amen.
But a real new birth, a real change your life will change your life.
Yes.
And when everybody else is looking at you,
amen,
and you're worried what they're thinking,
yeah,
you'll overcome that.
Yeah.
Greater than your flesh.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to think I'm funny.
Yeah.
Nobody else my age is doing it.
Yeah.
But there's something on the inside of you,
yeah,
that was greater than any of that.
Yeah.
That you couldn't help but respond to the word of God.
Because
you got that token on the inside of you.
Yeah.
That can't help but say that's me.
Amen.
That's who I really am.
Amen.
Oh, it may be different than the way Brother Dustin's was. Amen. And it may be different than the way James was. Amen. But it will happen for you.
Yeah.
And one day you'll be standing back looking at 10 years saying, man, look where the Lord brought me from.
Amen.
To where I am today.
Amen.
Still got problems.
Amen.
Still got issues.
Amen.
But if you only knew.
Amen.
How many have been dropped.
Amen.
How many bad decisions has got me through.
Amen.
How many good decisions has got me through.
Right.
It's been him and me. It's his life inside of me. My old dirty human nature, it don't want nothing to do with this. That's why he killed it. But I got a new nature on the inside of me that loves this word. And that's what I'm really counting on. Because even this flesh, yeah, it gets anointed. And that nature manifests out of it. But I can listen to the devil. And he can talk to me too. I can't even count on that all again. My flesh still has lust.
Yeah.
It still has pride.
Yeah.
It still has things about it that will walk the other way.
Yeah.
But what I can stand on, when the flesh is saying, Jeremiah, that over there looks pretty tempting. Just to use throw our example. Ice cream. We like ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
I'm supposed to eat vanilla, but this chocolate looks good over here.
Yeah.
I might go to that chocolate.
Yeah.
Don't let, but then you know what? The devil ain't going to get me.
No.
He ain't going to condemn me.
Because
I know I really love vanilla.
Yeah.
Or whatever one I'm supposed to like.
Yeah.
You get the point. The real me loves the word. And that's where the devil ain't going to condemn me. There is therefore now no condemnation. Oh, this thing needs to be serious. I'm not just teaching this so you can relax about your salvation. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You got to know for yourself. It's good for me to get up here and be confident, but I know for myself. You got to get it for yourself. You need to know this for yourself. And like Brother Bram said, we take it too haphazardly sometimes. You know, I'm not trying to put works into it. He's just saying, get serious about it.
That's right.
Don't count on mommy and daddy.
Oh.
Don't count on husband.
Uh-uh.
Don't count on wife.
Uh-uh.
We've been preaching here so many times. Brother Moore goes on trips this morning acting like he's gone. She's serving God.
Amen.
I've noticed my wife is starting to act a little crazy on me. And I thought, this ain't right. It is every bit right. She should be able to serve God and walk the aisle if I'm not walking the aisle. I walked the aisle without her tonight. Yeah, sure, it would be good. You should walk the aisle again. Sure, but that ain't what it's about. This is an individual revelation. Service between me and God. She wasn't in my mind up there. God dealing with me to the point where I couldn't help. Say, I got to take a walk. Because you all thought I was going to get a preach. I don't even need to preach right now. I just need to take a walk. If she walked with me, she thought she was going to walk me up the pulpit. She wouldn't know what I was doing. Because it was between me and God. And that's how every one of us should feel.
Right.
It should be that real to you. So I ain't lightning to get the token. But I'm also trying to make sure the devil doesn't condemn you that it's a bunch of code of rules.
Right.
It will change your life.
It will
automatically change your life. It has to change your life.
Amen.
It's the word of God that it will change your life.
Right.
It will just magically come.
Amen.
But our things that we do is we try to make you like me and me like you.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily do that. It'll make you word-like.
Amen.
It'll make you Christ-like.
Amen.
It'll be in his time and
right.
his way.
Amen.
All the while, you've made sure of your election. You've been baptized in the body. Are you part of the bride? Yes.
Amen.
We should all be able to answer that question.
Amen.
Do you believe every word of God and punctuate it with an amen?
Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Then you're part of the bride. That's how it works. It's that easy. It is that simple.
Amen.
Let me read another quote. You know, we all have these favorite quotes. There's another one stolen from Brother Moore. Future home. Now, that's what we were talking about the other day, the evidence of the Holy Ghost, see? The evidence of the Holy Ghost is when you can receive the word, not some system, but have a clear understanding.
Amen.
How do you know the word is clear and understand it? Watch it vindicate itself. Well, you say, I see it do this and that. Oh, yes, weeds live the same way. But it's got to be the entire word.
Amen.
He's bringing us to this day now. To be the bride, are you part of the bride?
Amen.
You have to be part of him. And he is the word, see? And what a part of him is it? The word that's promised for this day when he calls his bride. Be a part of that.
Amen.
You get it? Don't lose that now. And he goes on. How are you a part of it? He's the Word. You got to be part of the Word for your day. What did Brother Moore say the token appliant was? Manifesting your day and its message. That's what it is. And what's so great about it is when you're born again off the Word for your day. And you'll just start manifesting. Let me give you another simple way. It's just a simple manifestation, not the evidence, but you're just going to work. You're the Son of Man walking around every day. That scripture where it says, God, when did I feed you? When did I give you a drink? When you did it unto the least of these. Amen. You know who that's talking about? Yeah. You and me. Yeah. That's us manifesting scripture, the Word for the day. And you do it without even thinking about it. Right. You don't make it happen. No. And I had quotes up here where he talks about token. He said, people see a change and they just know there's something different about you. Oh, yeah. Oh, and then you know what we do? Well, that means it's going to be this, right. This, and this, right. And this. And Brother Moore makes it so simple sometimes. People just come up to him and for some reason they ask him questions. Oh, Brother Moore, we know that you always wear pants. You never wear shorts. That ain't what they told you. Oh, Brother Moore, you... And we know what the Word says. I'm not discrediting all that. But I'm just saying, we'll put these stipulations on it. They just know there's something different about him. They can tell he's stable. He's steady. He's got answers that make sense. He's got answers that run with the Word. It's just that simple, people. That's manifesting the Word for your day, and it's our. So one spirit, we're all baptized. Make sure your election calling. There's only one of the evidences. Amen. God will change your life. Yes, will. Yes, you will be around the Word because you love the Word. On and on. All those things are so true. Mm-hmm. Only point I'm trying to make, though, is don't let the devil turn those into evidences in such a way that he can condemn you. Amen. The way that you use those things is God's inside you, and you can't help but amen.
That's right.
And you will naturally respond to those things. That's how it works. I just got one other scripture I want to read, and then I'm going to get down. Let Brother Moore finish this up and work on it and fix whatever he's got to fix. Romans, the 14th chapter. Dangerous scripture to read. I'm going to read it anyhow. You know, I was reading this. I preached this down in my dad's church, and it's funny. I preached it from an angle I never preached it before, and I don't mean it spiritually because it's nothing new, but it just hit me. Because Brother Paul, you know, at the beginning of Romans 14, is where he says, we're judging each other basically. One eats meat, one doesn't eat meat, and one esteems a day and another one doesn't. He said, for this end, Christ both died for both.
Yeah,
like, stop judging one another. Right. So I'm jumping down to verse 12. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God.
That's right.
That's really where my message is from. Is we try to make me like Don Deskins, or Don Deskins like me. Don Deskins has got to make sure of his election calling. And I got to make sure of mine.
That's right.
I ain't Don Deskins, and he's not me.
That's right.
I got to give account for myself.
Right.
I'm the one that even gives account whether I eat meat or not. I'm the one that knows what he asked me to do.
Right.
I'm the one that got the new name. You know nothing about it except to he who it was given to. I got to give account for myself.
Amen.
And you know, I'll throw this in here. I'm not trying to preach just like, oh, I don't have to. I can only listen to what I want to listen to. No, the bride will amen every word of God. The word's right. It will be word related. I'm just saying we're not trying to manufacture each other the same way.
No, sir.
Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge rather this, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably. Destroy not him with thy meat, for whom Christ died. Let not your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Keep it that simple. Don't worry about meat and drink. Just thank God somebody's got the belief in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For he that in these things serves Christ is acceptable to God. Let us therefore follow after these things which make for peace and the things wherewith one may edify another. For meat destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for the man that who eateth with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh nor to drink wine or anything whereby thy brother stumbleth or is offended or is made weak. Has thou faith, have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in the thing which he alloweth. He that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. I read that just to show you. You got to give an account for yourself to God. Amen. You're going to have a personal relationship yourself with God. He might tell you not to eat meat, and you're not supposed to eat meat. He might told me I can eat meat, but don't drink, and I'm not going to drink. I'm not trying to hurt you. Don't try to hurt me. I ain't trying to judge you. Don't try to judge me. We both have the evidence. Amen, amen to every word of God. Amen. I have to give account of myself anyhow. I'm the one who walked out of here Sunday saying, Lord, let me step up. Right. I'm the one who had to feel convicted. You can't feel convicted for me.
That's right.
And your judging ain't going to make me not worthy,
no.
Nor is it going to make me be convicted. No. The words either got to talk to me or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, I got a problem. But as long as it's talking to me, and I hear it and I say, Lord, let me step up. Because I do. I'm not walking out here Sunday saying, well, I already got the token. I don't have to hear any of that. No. God, talk to me Sunday. Jeremiah, you can step up a little bit, son. Amen. I'm a believer.
Amen.
Lord, what do you want? I took it that serious.
Amen.
But at the same time, I didn't walk out here and say, well, everybody better do this now.
No.
No, that's whatever God told you. But he talked to me, and he wants us to take it serious.
Amen.
But at the end of the day, it's still between you and God and not your judgment. Jesus said, I didn't come to the world to condemn the world. I come to save it. The condemnation because you just reject the word of God.
That's right.
That's the problem. You don't have nothing in you to receive it. He come to try to make a way for you.
Amen.
So thank God for that. So be sure of your calling.
Amen.
Your salvation.
Amen. Right.
Be baptized by one spirit, which the true baptism of the Holy Ghost is a token.
That's right.
Then your life will change. You'll get a new nature.
Amen.
And by nature, you'll manifest these things. And it will happen with every heartbeat, automatically.
Amen.
Not because you psychologically, Brother Bram, used that term, figured out how to do it. Or you have the fruit of the Spirit and all these evidences, they want a true evidence, infallible evidence. You punctuate the word of God with amen.
Amen.
You're where the word of the hour is. You have a clear understanding. You know what part of the word you're supposed to be fulfilled.
Amen.
You have that, drive your stake, and don't let the devil ever condemn you.
Amen.
Choose you to stay who you will, sir. You do got to get that token, Brother Moore.
Yeah.
Your message, Sunday, you better apply that token.
Amen.
It's required.
Yeah. Right.
The true token. I like how you said that Sunday. People might have different tokens, but it ain't the trip I'm going on.
Right.
I'm going on an airline ticket. You might have a bus ticket. That ain't the right token.
Yeah, right.
Give me the real ticket.
Yeah.
Give me the real word of the hour.
Yeah.
It ain't good for a denominational token. It ain't good for part word. This is the full word time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to have that kind of token. I got to get a real new birth. Not just on the out two rims where I feel good and jump up and down and shout and get anointed for a little while. You know, I've seen people go to church for years. You shouldn't be in church. We believe that. Preach that. Where the carcasses of the eagles be gathered together. That's still not the infallible evidence. Because I've seen people go to church for 16 years, 15 years, 10 years, and walk out the door and say, I don't believe this. The evidence is saying, I believe it. You got that. The devil, send him on his way. God bless you. Come on, Pastor.
Amen.
Nothing but the truth.
Amen.
It's the truth anyhow. I love that, Brother Jeremiah. Are you in the bride? Yes, I am. And nobody can answer that but you.
Amen.
But you know what? When you answer it, Brother Branham asks another question. Is your life worthy of the gospel? Because see, with this thing, you know, like Brother Cho says, I don't care how thin you slice, it's got two sides. Because you got people in a ditch that don't care about nothing. And you got people in the ditch that care so much that they're no good for God to use. They ain't moving at all. Everybody's watching them. And I got to do this for them. And I got to watch. I ain't after that one. And I'm not after that one that just says, that doesn't matter. We don't care. Waha, live it up. Enjoy life. On. You know what? When I said just live, I never drove into the ditch. I'm still thinking about my brothers. I'm still sacrificing for my brothers and my sister. Just like the last scripture you read, you didn't spend enough time on that. I mean, that's a whole message in itself. You know, and we might have to come back and visit that again. Because it's like, when you do finally turn your life over to God, your life is no longer yours. I do the things I do for you. I don't even do this for me. You know, a lot of us still feel like, well, it's about me now, and I just got to enjoy life and do. No, it's a sacrifice. I sacrifice my life for you. I mean, that's what we all do. That's what he just read. You know, you, if your brother's got some problems, you know, don't do something that's going to offend your brother. We forget about that. We're so busy living and enjoying life and don't realize that, you know, there's a sacrifice that goes with this. You got to pick up your cross just like Jesus picked his up. And it's not just about just going through life because, you know what, I'm predestinated and I don't have to do nothing. You have to do a lot. Everybody's trying to get out of here and we're trying to get the dead up, and you're going to sit and act like you don't have nothing, no part to do. You better feel the load. I mean, this thing puts a load on you. You know, a loaded wagon ain't so loud. Matter of fact, when you load a, when you got an empty wagon and it's going through the field, that wagon's so loud you can't even hear the horse's hoofs for that loud wagon. But you put a load on it. You let somebody get a little concern about somebody else. You let somebody have a little compassion. You let somebody have a little feeling for their brother who don't understand. You know, if you're so full of understanding, you should have a load on you, because that should load you down to help somebody who don't have the load.
Amen. There you go.
Amen. And then when you go over trials, and when you go over troubles, and when you go over potholes, those empty wagons, they fall apart. They just, ah! But if you got a load on you, it just takes the dips. You don't even hardly feel the dips. It just rolls right over it, because you got a load. And if you're sitting in this message and you don't have a concern for your brother and you don't have a concern for your sister, then something's wrong with you and your revelation. Because this thing should settle you down, it should focus you, and it should give you a goal and a direction in life. So that all that you do from that day forward, from your new birth, is taking care of somebody else. Eternal life is what you do for others. So you got to balance all of this. This ain't no free for all. If you don't have a load, pull up a little closer. You'll get loaded down. You won't be so easily tossed. But that's good. Are you in the bride? Yes, I'm in the bride. What's the proof of it? I got a load on me. I'm concerned about my fellow man. I'm concerned about my brother. I don't eat meat in front of my brothers because it offends him. If it offends him, you know what? That's an easy give up for me. That's an easy give up. I'm not here to try to offend you. Matter of fact, things, I don't do some things because of you. And I do some things because of you. Because I'm loaded down. As Victor says, I'm loaded. I got a revelation. I got a focus. I got a job. I got to get the dead up. I got to preach to a congregation of people who want to understand. I got a load on me. Where's your load? You should have a load on you for your family, for your loved ones, for your kids, for your spouse. You should have a load on you for the community, for your brothers and sisters who don't understand why you do what you do. You should have a load on you that you're so concerned about them that that'll keep you from doing some things because you want to be an example to them and not offend them. It doesn't matter. It does matter. Oh, nobody cares. We do care. You're the only God they're going to see. And what God are you showing them? Are you in the bride? Okay, then get a load on you. Settle down. Get serious. This thing ain't a game. It's not just to play with. This is, lives are at stake. Brother Branham said your eternal destination depends on how you respond when the word comes forth. You say, well, I'm already predestinated. The evidence of that you are predestinated is what you do with the word. And when the word comes forth, depending on what you do with it, will determine. I don't care what you say. It'll determine who you are. Not what you tell me you are. What you do with the word will determine who you are. Amen. You say, well, I'm going to claim it. I'm going to claim it. Claim all you want. If you don't follow the word of God, your claim is just a claim. Dying and rotten brings forth life. That's where we're at, church. It's a real deal. You're in the real deal now. Enjoyed that, Jeremiah. Got me some thoughts out of that one. I got a letter to read. This I was laying back there in the back. I think Sister Jennifer may have put it in because they checked the mail and they put it on the table here. is from Palmer Memorial Bible Church in Jackson, Kentucky. We sent that money down. This is from a church that got some of your help. Dear Fairborn Community Tabernacle congregation, that's what Sister Sue was doing on her missionary trip. She was down there going to churches, and passing out as the Spirit led her. And they even stayed an extra week. She said, I still got a little bit left. She stayed an extra week. That's where she is. And so I told her, said, don't come back with none. Because I have enough faith that if God tells me to give her this amount, and I put it in her hands, that wherever she puts it is where God wants it. And I didn't tell her to go to the Baptist, Pentecostal, Methodist, do it. I just said, go. Dear Fairborn Community Tabernacle Congregation, Pastor Nate Moore, thank you for your donation to Palmer Memorial Bible Church. This has definitely been an adversing time, and we have a long way to go. Water came into the church around 5 foot deep and destroyed much of the possessions there. Please let me share a testimony. A mural of Jesus is painted on the wall behind the pulpit. Mud was on the picture up to his knees, but the paint was not smeared. A large Bible sat on the table in front of the pulpit. The table was pushed over. Everything was wet and muddy except the Bible. It was dry. No mud on it or in it. It was open to Psalms 23rd. This tells us that God's word is still here and as strong as ever. Gives us hope and comfort. We love you and all thank you again. And this is Pastor David Fletcher. And he got his address here. So it got down to where it was needed. So thank you, Sister Sue. And thank you, Fairborn Community Tabernacle. Feeling for others does pay. I think, Jay, we'll hang that on the board back there. Just take when you go out. It does pay to help. And we can't fix everything. See, the thing is, what you got to understand, you can't fix everything. But you can fix something. You can't solve all the problems, but you can solve some. You can't help everybody, but you can help one. And if you look at your life and the way you live your life and conduct yourself as the bride of Jesus Christ, you may not be able to save everybody, but your testimony can affect the life of one person. And if it affects one person, it's worth every sacrifice that you think is called a sacrifice. It's not really even a sacrifice. There's nothing we can give up on this side that isn't just menial, just trivial, just little something. Only what you do for Christ will last. And so that's good. Enjoy that, Brother Jeremiah. Yes, I'm part of the bride, and my life shows it.
Amen.
The evidence is the Word of God manifesting out through you. Now, because remember, it's not even real until it's manifested. Amen. So you could sit here and agree with the Word all you want. If it never manifests itself out through you, then you don't really agree with it. I'm sorry. You say, well, it sounds right. It sounds good. I love to hear it and all that. But if it doesn't do anything to you, if it doesn't change you, if it doesn't make you into the Christ of the generation that we have right here, the Son of Man veiled in skin, then it's not doing anything. So don't just sit there and say, well, it's over and we don't have nothing to do. No, we're as long as you've got breath, God can use you. Amen. Come on, musicians. So keep the Kentucky state in your prayers and the churches there. Remember Trevor. He's going to be going. They're headed back to Missouri?
Wisconsin.
Minnesota. They're heading back there to go back for the surgery. And we're not saying that God can't touch him. We're praying that God touch him before he gets there. But even if they do the surgery, God still has a touching. Because that man can cut, but man can't heal. And so we pray for him, and we pray for the family. They've been through it. And Tina's a, I told her, said, you're a strong sister. And she's been through a lot, going through a lot. But you know what? She's standing strong. And just keep them in your prayer. And, you know, when this thing wraps up, the little bit that you may, if you call it a sacrifice, the little bit that you sacrifice, it'll be worth it all. It'll be worth it all. So God bless you. Well, I'm looking for something to sing on the way out. Leaning on the everlasting arm. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. That's what I feel when I come to the house. I don't know what y'all feel, but that's what I feel. Because I'm leaning on him. I'm dependent on him. I'm not running from him. I'm running to him. I'm not dodging him and avoiding him. I'm leaning in his arms. I'm leaning in his everlasting arms. Amen. Come back on Sunday morning and let's see what God has in store. If he has a rapture between now and then, as Brother Baker would say, I'll see you either here, there, or in the air. Amen. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, what a blessedness. What a peace in mind. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Yes, I'm leaning. Leading.